This week's Cotton Newsline is Three Cuts. All cuts are Alan Terhar, Executive Director of Cotton Council International. Cut one, coming in 3, 2, 1.
There are somewhere around 400 people meeting here all week long on a variety of different topics. And the real purpose of ICAC is to get nations together to exchange information about cotton and to try to address issues that affect cotton globally.
Cut two, coming in 3, 2, 1.
Everybody is focused on the supply and demand issues, with cotton surpassing a dollar a pound for, I think, only the second or third time in history. So producing countries, I guess, are optimistic right now, but everybody is concerned about the tight supply situation. So that's the overriding issue, but a lot of focus on technology, on sustainability, and as a matter of fact, we are spending a fair amount of time on cotton promotion at the consumer level, demand enhancement, because as we look to the future, it might be a tight supply situation right now, but if we want to make our industry in the U.S. and globally profitable over the years to come, we need to make sure that demand continues strong as the world reacts to the higher prices and begins to produce more cotton. So those are some of the issues that are ongoing and top of mind here.
Cut three. Coming in 3, 2, 1.
I think people are taking comfort and optimism from the way the crop looks here in Texas at this point, that there is a good supply available in the U.S. and that our ability to respond to market conditions and to increase acreage, increase productivity as there is demand out there, I think that is giving assurance to the world that cotton availabilities will be there and the U.S. will be a ready exporter of cotton if the world needs it.